Blog Talk Radio.
Called Publicity off of the Beneath the Surface album. I believe that was like his third solo release. If you ain't down with the Wu-Tang, more than likely you're probably bound to get dealt with. That's just the way that shit goes. You guys listen to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. This is a special Christmas Eve edition for all those on the Central Coast and the East Coast. Merry Christmas. And of course, everybody's still here out on the West and the mountains. Happy Christmas Eve. We got some great stuff for the show tonight. We got James Brown. We got Kruder and Dorfmeister. I brought them back, actually. Los Campesinos, Mark Twain's Mysterious Stranger, as well as Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra. And, of course, one of my favorites, the North Korean People's Army Funky Get Down Juche Party. Free Nom Nom for everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. Right now, we're going to go with Kruder and Dorfmeister. I promised you guys that I would bring it back from last week's episode, or actually Wednesday's episode. You guys got to hear a little bit of the track last week, but I'm going to go ahead and bring the whole thing back for you because it's Christmas. That's what we do. I'm in the giving mood. So, Kruder and Dorfmeister, Deep Shit, Part 1 and 2, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, Kruder, Dorfmeister, Deep Shit Part 1 and 2. I'm wondering what Deep Shit Part 3 would sound like. Guys, listening to the Draconia Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. I see the Vespers is actually logged in, as well as the guests, and the Vespers is logged out. So that's the way it works around here. It's good stuff. I'm going to keep this thing rolling. We got a little bit... It's a little bit of a song called You, Me, Dancing by a band by the name of Los Campesinos. Don't let the name fool you. Trust me. We'll be right back. Campesinos, you, me, dancing. Really great video, actually. You guys should check that out on YouTube. Guys can actually spell that LOSCAMPESINOS. Los Campesinos. Campesinos. There you go. Still got 41 minutes left of live streaming. Of course, number to call in, 805-856-2808. Coming up next, we got Finger Thing, Literary Underground Newsfeed, Red Cortez, Oregon, and Real Life Exorcisms. I know. Who would want to hear about an exorcism on Christmas Eve? Well, you know what? There is that 1% out there, and everybody is pretty fond of the 1% these days. So stay tuned. Coming up next, little band called Finger Thing, and the track is called Rock the Whole Planet. You gotta love that. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. gun. The barn is full of walkers. Oh, and I'm pregnant.
This is your edition of the Literary Underground news feed for January 24th and the 25th. Brought to you by the Book of the Week, of course, that would be When the Sea Dies by J.D. Nelson. You guys can actually find that on Amazon as well as other places and get in contact with J.D. Nelson on Facebook to get a hold of that. Brought to you by Knapp Books. Today's literary news feed actually includes a new print publication called Mad Rush Mag, brought to you by editor and author Craig Scott, and of course that is open for submissions right now. You guys can send all submissions of poetry or prose to madrush@gmatthewxray.com. Of course, poetry being 50 lines or less and prose 500 words or less, of course. Also on the literary news feed, of course, the Meth Lab has just released the very special Family-Friendly Christmas, featuring Zygote and My Coffee editor Brian Fugier. You guys can go to www.methlab1234.blogspot.com and check that out. So, all that plus great stuff going on right here in the Literary Underground. Late Night Radio, of course, brought to you by the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. Your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Coming up next, we got a little band called Red Cortez, formerly called The Weatherman. I'm not sure how long they actually held on to that name, but it wasn't very long, of course. Weatherman, not to be associated with the anarchist radical group of the late 60s. But this is Red Cortez, and this is actually a song for, as it translates, The Evicted. Song for the Desayelos, I believe that is how you pronounce that. It could not be how you pronounce that. My Spanish sucks. So, Red Cortez, song for the evicted. We'll be right back.
Anybody want to come up and hang out with us? This is Jenny, ladies and gentlemen. That's Jenny back there. Y esta canción es para la ciudad de Los Ángeles.
Cortez fight for the Desayelos. I believe that's how you say that. I really hope that's how you say that, because if it's not, then I'm completely off. Great track, little band that you guys probably should get yourself familiar with. Really great stuff by those guys. They actually have a really great song. I'll probably bring that on another episode. A song called Neil Cassidy. Really great track. This is Literary Underground, so I think Neil Cassidy belongs here. Why not? That guy barely wrote anything. Sucked, too. We're going to keep things going. Christmas Eve in the tunnel. Number to call on, of course, 805-856-2808. I think a lot of you guys are probably passed out right now after drinking all that spiked eggnog or smoking all those spiked Christmas spliffs. I don't know. Could be one of the two. Could be both. We'll see. We're going to keep things going. Little track called Kiss the Sky by one of my personal favorites, a band that I've actually become very familiar with and really fucking enjoy as of late. Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra. Actually, not a band, but a DJ. Really great stuff. We're going to come back for that and much, much more. We still got 30 minutes left. Live streaming, of course. You guys listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. Is close to your prayers. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll be right back.
Slow down, Neo Eco. This is a goat thief. First, we gotta check for the garbage. Usa.
Poor is Buddha.
Okay. Let's see the money.
Busta, are you a cop?
No.
I am not a cop. Are you a cop?
No.
Show me that you are not a cop. Let me see them titties. Spulo, eh? And now, the coke deal begins in earnest with the showing of the money. Money, pusa, money. Put the money on the table. Show the money. And the money is shown. Hey! Show me the coke.
Coke.
That's the coke?
There it is.
One. Whoa! You don't want to check if the money is real?
I mean, how would I know if it's real?
Pusa, cut this motherfucker.
I mean... It looks good.
Es bueno.
Yeah, it looks good from here.
Busa, check the coke. Watch, Busa. Busa. Come to me, Busa. Tell me. You nervous, Mr. John?
Yes.
Busa has told me the quality of the coke. Does that make you nervous?
Yes.
We in a coke deal now, Busa. What you think, Busa? What? When he whispered in my ear before?
I don't know.
Tick tock. Tick tock. Tick tock. Tick tock.
I've I really don't know.
I want to tell you. Let me whisper to you, huh?
Okay.
Come to me.
We're so close to having a cocktail between us.
Come closer.
Five.
Do we have a cocktail?
Four.
Who knows?
John Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra, a little song called Kiss the Sky. Man, that fucking cat is so crazy right now. Sean Lee from Wichita, Kansas, lives in London, actually. Looks like he's got a new album coming out July 12th. Oh, I'm sorry, actually, it's already been out. That's July 12th of 2011, not 2012. So that album's already out. You guys should go check that out. Man, this guy is so crazy. I actually worked with the Dust Brothers in 88 in Los Angeles, so really great stuff there. We still got I'd say we still got about 23 minutes left of live streaming. Number to call in, course, 808-856-2808. And I believe probably what we're going to do next is go with, man, I'm feeling a little sophisticated. We're going to go with a track called Sophisticated Honky by Orgon, a little band by the name of Orgon. I love that name. It's so badass. O-R-G-O-N-E. You guys listening to Draconian Vampire Tunnel is Closed to Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and we'll be right back. You fucked my best friend. Now you're going to give birth to a zombie baby.
Let me tell you about us writers. Not only are we the most sick and fucked up leeches in this polluted pond that is the moat around the almighty American castle, but we are all of us two blood-sucking, lazy criminals, every last one of us, who'd rather bullshit away our days on a scrap of paper, soaking up unemployment benefits from the God-fearing, hard-working taxpayers we'd rather gossip about then punch a coin and wear a uniform and say, have a nice day to strangers, all one honest day of our lives. The syndicated newspaper cartoonist deserves more honor than us. We writers, we pride ourselves in using people for muses, and that's why we surround ourselves with the most eccentric wackos we can stumble upon and try to live the most fucked up, pathetic lives tolerable so we might have something to write about. For you see, there is no meaning to life for us, but what we decide the plot is for our next bestseller. We are all too conscious of the fact that everybody just writes their own lives as they go along. We tend to abuse this fact for our strange artful purposes that only we can understand the vast resources of our ancient soul. zombies roam the earth. Now we like Chinese penis. When I meet your mom.
That was Oregon with Sophisticated Honky. Really great track. I do see the Zygote in my coffee is actually logged into the chat room. Hi, Brian Fugier. Hello. Hi. I was just talking about you a minute ago. Should call in, man. 805-856-2808. We do have a caller on the line, although I've been waiting very patiently. I do appreciate that. We tend to run on these shows. So I'm going to bring them in. Caller is on area code 601. We're going to see what's going on with them. So 601, you are live.
Is this the DJ of the Funky of the Metro Fresh?
It is the DJ of the Funky of the Metro Fresh, and this sounds like the Glenn of the Douche of the Bagginess of the Davis.
This is who that is.
Right the fuck on, man. Mr. Reed Red himself, straight out of New Orleans. Glenn Davis is on the program. Thanks for joining in, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, happy end of the year, wintertime festivity of your choosing.
Thank you. I appreciate that, sir. I'm actually glad you called in because just before the show, I actually received a phone call from a mutual friend of ours who's living in China right now. And he actually sung me a little Christmas carol over the phone from China. That would be Mr. Nuwamba Flamingo. Let me just ask you, knowing that you're going to meet Nuwamba Flamingo in less than a month, what are your thoughts right now? Like, what's running through your head?
Honestly, I'm wondering if I can get a skirt that will live up to his tutu.
That's a hard tutu to live up to, isn't it?
It is.
I agree.
I mean, that tutu with that burlesque tape on the nipples.
I kind of want my own ski mask for this event. For everybody that doesn't know, January 25th through the 31st, Nuwamba Flamingo. Goddamn, what more can you say? Enough said. Going to be visiting New Orleans. You guys, if you're in the area, of course, should definitely check that out. More than likely, I'll be there. Of course, Panifesto is going to be there. And Mr. Glenn Douchebag Davis is going to be there as well. So, looking
yeah,
forward to
well,
that.
I'm always there, so.
Oh, I know you're always there. I know you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, so. It's not that
well,
out of line for me.
I'm actually glad you're on the program, man. Why don't you do me a favor and find something to fucking read? And let me play this track real quick, and I'll bring you back. And you
all
can
right.
Spit some
it's
shit.
It's a tall order. I hope this is a long track.
Yeah, it definitely is. So you got plenty of time.
All right.
Hey,
let me
cool, man.
Through
I
my trunk, man.
Right the fuck on, man. Glenn Douchebag Davis, everybody. We're going to keep things rolling, of course. You know what? I think it is time. I promised you guys a little James Brown in the description of the show. I think it's time to break that out for everybody. So what we're going to play next is actually three songs from James Brown. It is Christmas after all, and I thought I would bring you guys a little something. This is actually from a live performance. James Brown, number one, Goodfoot, number two, Soul, and number three, Keep It Funky. We're going to actually play this track. It might be just one song, but I'm feeling like it's three right now. We're going to play this, and we're going to come back. Mr. Glenn Davis is going to entertain us, of course. So, Draconian Vampire Tunnels, Close to Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie, Flash Metro. And I probably will mention just before I go ahead and play this, we got 10 minutes left of live streaming. So if you want to continue to listen to the show after the song, you might want to go ahead and call in 805-856-2808. And we'll be right back. Zombies roam the earth. Freeze frame zombie death. Everybody's a workman and a marksman. Aim straight for the head.
Father.
Show me to her. Cindy, I know you're in there somewhere. If you can hear me, let me know. How do you feel?
Make it pop with the good food. Ow! coming from. They ain't got to go alone. Still in case and the rat song.
Funky. Shit, man, I want to bring Glenn Davis back on. What is Christmas, I ask you, or what is Christmas Eve without a little exorcism and James Brown? That's the question of the evening. So I want to go ahead and ask Mr. Glenn Davis that. Glenn, let me go ahead and ask you, man, what is Christmas Eve without James Brown and a little exorcism?
Actually, that really made my effing night.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was amazing. Like, you have to send that to me.
I will, man. I will, no problem. I can do that. Because I got it like that.
I'm supposed to wake up
and
work for that.
It's some good stuff, man. It really is.
Yes, it is.
I love James Brown. And I actually spent a good, I think we spent a good, like, 2 hours just watching James Brown dance videos and, like, checking out his fucking, the James Brown shuffle, as I like to call it. And it is a badass dance move, so, yeah. But you have some badass dance moves yourself, man. I was actually witness to some of those recently in New Orleans. You got some badass dance moves yourself, man.
Yeah, man, I can handle my business as much as I can for, like, a white guy.
Yeah, definitely. definitely for a white guy. You sir, are a sophisticated douchebag. So
yeah.
There you go.
Well, I mean, to be honest, the skirt high is a lot of the non-rhythm.
Ah, I think you had plenty of rhythm even with the skirt. I have to be honest with you.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I love saying that to another man. It's the first time ever I've said I love the rhythm that your skirt has to another man. So that's a new first on the Literary Underground Late Night Radio. It's good stuff, man.
Right, well, I'm always good for coming up with a few firsts.
Oh, I know you are. I know you are. Mr. Pig Talk, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
Glenn, what do you have for us, man? Do you got something for us to read or listen to?
Well, so I didn't have any notebooks with me. I am in Mississippi at the moment to have Christmas with my mother and my little boy.
Oh,
so
right on.
I tried my best to write something while James Brown and the demon that was possessing him was in my heart.
Nice.
So this is what I wrote. It's kind of short, but I think you'll dig it. So I have no title for this. I'll just call it Merry Christmas. Or how about Merry Motherfucking Christmas? This is more like
Merry Motherfucking Christmas.
Yeah, so here this goes. Santa Claus can suck my dick. Fat piece of shit, figment of my child's imagination, implanted in his head by a society not fit to walk the streets. I ate your fucking cookies, I drank your fucking milk, and I'm the one who had to spend the last 3 months of my pay, which isn't very much since work is rather slow this year, buying presents for my son who doesn't have to worry about the price of toys because slave labor elves make them on sugar rations from the bowels of what avoids the label sweatshop due to its location. I am the piece of shit who can't pay his bills or take my child to the movies, the zoo, or anything else because I'm too broke from covering for your sorry ass. So you can be the hero, so you can get the glory. But guess what, you fat motherfucker? Those fucking cookies are mine.
Oh, keep your hands off my motherfucking cookies. Santa, I got a hollow point for that ass. Mr. Glenn Davis. Badass poem, dude. I love the Christmas sentimental. It's like a Christmas sentimental poem. It really is.
It
man.
Really
I,
is.
I felt that. Yeah.
I felt the spirit of Christmas in it.
It did, man. And you know what? After that, I have to play some more funk, dude, because that was some funky ass shit, bro. Right off the top of your head, too, Mr. That was fresh. That was real fresh. Please. Mr. Glenn Davis, send that to me on Facebook so I can put that up on the Meth Lab. I think that's going up there.
All right, definitely.
Definitely, man. Well, you are more than welcome to hang out and try to write another one for this next track I'm going to play. How about that?
Oh, man, you're fucking working me hard, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll put you on the spot, man. I'm going to put you on the spot. So that's the way it works. Right here. You know?
All right. Well, I'll see
what I can do. Things going, though, man. I appreciate you fucking coming by. Hang out with us for just a second, all right?
All right.
All right, brother. Appreciate that. All right. Glenn Davis, everybody. That motherfucker rocks. I can't wait to meet up with him in Nuwamba, January, New Orleans. 25th through the 31st. You guys can probably catch us somewhere around the French Quarter or some shit like that. We might be hitting up every spot possible. So. We're going to keep things going with the North Korean People's Army Funky Get Down Juche Party. We're actually in after hours. I do apologize for those that were listening in and can't hear this right now, but you guys are more than welcome to catch the archives of this show or any other show. Or guess what? You can catch the archives of any other, Literary Underground radio show right here, www.blogtalkradio.com/TheLiteraryUnderground. Coming up in January, we've got Project U Radio coming back, revamped. So that's your first little tidbit there, right here. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll be right back.
We will put you on a pedestal to throw darts at your heart, and then we will pin the tail on your ass, but blindfolded as we are. We might just prick your eye instead. Images are our food, not substance. Unreal things we would starve if they do not otherwise make us sick. But anything imaginary, or if not so, then something real that we could impose our imagination upon. It is that which makes us fat in the head, and that which we will shit out, that you might break your fast from thinking and take a moment to chew on our excrement. Oh, you helpless literate but obvious saps who think reading a book makes you an intellectual and can set you free from the vague questions of life. How far you have strayed from Eden, where the written word was not only illegal but unheard of. Words, because they are born as twins and their integral opposites can only build to destroy. Those who throw them around so are the worst of parasites. But if it's thieves and jokers that you love, then pull down a half of your bed sheets and allow me to crawl in. For this sucker needs a sap, and I'm sure you'll do. I dropped the weapon and race-walked to Kiva Juice, all the while keeping my breath at a steady pace. In through that nose, out through the mouth, rather than running or walking with hula hoop hips, arms flailing like a non-swimmer's first time in the deep end, I race-walked away from the scene of the crime.
All right, that was the North Korean People's Army Funky Get Down UK Party. I love saying that, man. It's like actually like... Oh, man, what's this on? The Wu-Tang, Method Man, M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Or it could be like Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs, Frankie Metro, D-B-T-C-R-F-M. I don't know. It's up to you. You guys choose it. We're going to keep things going, man, and bring back in Mr. Glenn Douchebag Davis, who is, I'm going to call him Saint Nick of the evening, because it is Christmas. Merry Christmas from the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. Glenn, what did you think about the North Korean People's Army Funky Get Down Juche Party?
That's some funky shit, man.
It is, man. coming all the way from North Korea, too, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah. I think people should keep the funk alive, man.
Most definitely. I think that's the that'll probably be the Christmas quote of the evening. Keep the funk alive. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I definitely agree.
Word up, man.
I don't know where your life would be without funk, man.
I love funk in all shapes, sizes, forms, colors. I especially like it when it's in my pipe.
Yeah.
That's when I'm, yeah.
Kind of like I like women.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Right. I love it that we have a common goal here, Mr. Glenn Davis. It seems like we're like-minded individuals.
Yeah.
Love it.
I thought about calling in as Sergeant Death Rattle.
Ooh, damn, man, you should have done that.
Yeah.
Can we hear
you
a little bit of Sergeant Death Rattle? Can we hear a little bit of that? That would have been perfect to play just before the exorcism, I have to say.
Yes.
Actually, I'm glad you're on the program, Glenn. I was going to ask you if you couldn't send me that Nuwamba Fuck You track that you played for me in New Orleans so I could upload this for one of these shows.
I can as soon as I get back home.
Okay, cool. Sweet.
I will definitely do that.
You're going to keep hanging out with us on the Draconian Vampire Tunnel, right? Like,
out with you. I don't know if I can write any more poetry on the fly.
Yeah. All right, well, okay. That's all right.
I'm kind of tapped out.
Kind of tapped out, man?
Yeah, man. That one took
a lot of
aggression out of me.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Christmas has a tendency to do that. Like,
yeah?
I don't know how angry I can be.
No, I feel you. I feel you, man. I can't be in a bad mood right now myself. I have to say, usually Christmas is kind of a hard time for me, but this has actually turned out to be a pretty good one. I like hanging out with good friends like yourself. And all the voices, the tunnel voices in the Draconian Vampire Tunnel, it's great stuff, man. This is what keeps it alive. Funk keeps it alive, so.
Funk keeps it alive, man.
Yeah. That and Miller High Life, brought to you by Miller High Life. There you go.
Oh, man.
Love it.
I would like a Miller High Life at the moment.
I know you would. I know you
yeah.
would, man.
So
I cannot
really
wait to...
Blue Moon Cinnamon Roll beers.
Yeah, dude. The fucking... what was that stuff that we drank?
The spiced seasonal ale. I don't know.
Seasonal... what was it? Blue Moon? Like seasonal?
Yeah, Blue Moon, like spiced amber. Or something.
Right on, man. Well, Late Night Radio brought to you by Blue Moon Seasonal Ale and the Literary Underground. We're going to keep this... you know what, man? I think we're going to go ahead and close it out. I'm going to go enjoy myself a little bit of Christmas funk, as I like to call it, a little Christmas tree. Before I leave everybody with a little bit more hip-hop, actually. We're going to throw some more hip-hop into this.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you love hip-hop. And you like Slick Rick, right?
Who doesn't like Slick Rick?
Exactly. And whoever doesn't like Slick Rick, more than likely, same case with the Wu-Tang Clan, the Jizz of the Genius, you're probably going to get dealt with. So I'm going to play, since it is Christmas time, and I don't know if this is a tradition for you, Glenn, but I used to like to be read stories. Just before I went to bed on Christmas. Did you like to do that?
I used to like to be read stories as well.
Yes. That's why we're, you know, writers, musicians, all around decent American folk. So I'm going to leave everybody with Slick Rick, Children's Story. Very classic track. Very classy track, by the way. Draconian Vampire Tunnels, Close to Repairs. For Glenn Davis, thank you very much for coming by the program tonight, man. I really, really appreciate that, man.
Yeah, man, anytime.
Right on, brother. Glenn Davis, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, Literary Underground, Tunnel Voices, James Brown, Funk, Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra, Slick Rick, Coke Deals, Real Life Exorcisms, the North Korean People's Army Funky Get Down Juche Party. Merry Christmas, y'all. Peace and good night.
Get to bed, I get the storybook. You all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, "Keep still, boy, no need for static." Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, "Why'd you hit me?" The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around the block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down, swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, stolen over. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, or honey, here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went to glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only 17 in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and arrow are your soldiers. Good night. Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Sorry name for an angel.
Please, come in.
Come on.
Amazing. learn to do that?
I didn't learn it at all. It comes naturally to me, like other curious things. Are you hungry?
Sure am.
What kind of fruit do you like the most?
Oranges.
Apples.
Grapes.
Where'd he go?
What happened to him?
There. Oh, boy.
Can we help?
You may make some people.
I'll make the king and queen.
You may make some people.
I'm gonna make souls.
You can play God.
Look at that little village.
There. Here's a buddy.
Now we'll give him life.
Moving.
Looks like my pap on Saturday night.
Wow. Look, they're moving.
There's like millions of people.
Make more sometimes if we need them.